Likewise, in terms of the conservation area, I'll let Dwayne go over this as well, but the conservation area, let's see, we have a blank slate. Oh, there we go. Likewise, considerable time within the JUPC was focused on looking at what would happen within the 600-acre conservation area. And there are two basic things that are proposed. One is a series of trails, and the other would be a visitor-slash-educational center. I believe the, and again, correct me, Dwayne, anytime I'm speaking out of line here, but I believe that the conservation easement would allow for a cumulative 10,000 square feet of building space on the island.
That's correct, in this area.
Right, within a designated area. And if you look at the topography on the island below, you can see that actually there's a kind of a spine going up the middle of the island. So there, the proposed conservation activities would actually be largely sheltered from the port side of the island by the geography of the island itself. So it's a fairly low impact proposed uses. Not being in the conservation business or the recreation business in the department, while if this goes forward, we would continue to own the entire island. Basically, a conservation easement is a restriction you put on your property to not develop it or use it for certain other things and allow certain functions. We would require that if somebody, for example, is building a visitor center, there would have to be a responsible party that came forth that had the means to maintain it and do it right, so we wouldn't be getting phone calls about bathroom facilities and other things. That's really not our thing. But that, you know, I just didn't want to leave you with the impression that somebody's going to come out here next week and start digging up the ground and doing things. They obviously require more layers of approval. But that's the basic concept. Before I hand it off to Dwayne to talk about the structure of this, Siona Holbrook is here. Where are you, Siona? Oh, there you are. From the Maine Coast Heritage Trust. They, as you may recall from our presentation to you last spring for adjournment, we introduced you to Siona at that time. Maine Coast Heritage Trust would be the holder of the easement. They're like the enforcer. But we still own the property. We still have obligations and responsibilities. Their job is to make sure that the conservation easement as envisioned is held up so that people aren't building tennis courts out there or other things that weren't envisioned. And again, it's a fairly low impact footprint that you'll see here. Even the visitor center, if you look at 10,000 square feet in the context of a 931-acre island, you know, that's not a whole lot. And at this point, Dwayne, if you could just kind of give the committee an outline of where we're at and what the basic structure looks like. And again, I would remind you that we have several resource people here from the department, the owner from Maine Coast Heritage Trust, the town, the committee, as well as John Henshaw from the Port Authority. So, again, any questions you may have in terms of how we came about to this basic configuration.
Commissioner, let me, before I recognize Representative Hogan, let me say that our time allotted to this particular item is a bit constrained.
Yep.
Probably it's unrealistic, our agenda today, given all that we have to do. I'm going to open it up from your presentation to questions from the committee, and then if you want to refer those questions to members who are serving on the Joint Use Planning Commission or others who you feel
comfortable,
that would be great.
Okay.
Representative Hogan.
Just quickly, Senator. Could you help me with this? I just want to get this thing on my... This is the rail.
Yes.
And this is a secondary access road.
An existing road.
From the causeway?
Okay.
That road presently connects from the mainland via the causeway, which was built to connect Sears Island to to the mainland, and it already exists, Representative Hogan, that secondary road. As I understand it, the rail does not exist. It is a proposal. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Members of the committee, comments or questions on this at this time? We won't conclude the presentation, but if you have any questions at this time, Representative Mazzarella.
Thank you, Senator. Commissioner, on the parking or on the visitor center, where exactly would it be located? And then it says toilet, parking, picnic area. So are you seeing that cars, visitors would take their cars over the causeway, park there, and then hike from the parking lot?
Yep.
Or would they be restricted to walking across the causeway?
Okay, Dwayne, do you want to?
The visitor education center, that the maximum of 10,000 square feet of structure, those could only be located in this area indicated with shading on the map, which is delineated by a line which is 1.1 miles from straight line from where the causeway road intersects with the railroad. And so basically this is the area of, I will call it active, educational type activities, versus this, the rest of this area is passive type trails for walking and so on. And access would be from here to these areas in terms of passive recreation, education, and conservation activities.
Dwayne, if I could, from you, when you refer to this map, the one that you had up first, the color-coded map, I think the commissioner said that the island was about 1,000 acres. Actually, it's 931 acres. So the area shaded in green, which has been set aside for transportation interests, is how many acres?
330.
And so the remaining, which would, let me do the math quickly, somewhere around 600, would be reserved for the recreation, conservation, education.
Right.
And would be covered by the easement that has been worked out?
Correct. I should mention there's kind of an area between the existing road.
That area?
That we've all agreed should relatively go untouched because there are a lot of sensitive wetlands into that area. So that, as you can see from the planning, there are not active kinds of uses envisioned for that area.
But that would still be part of the conservation
easement. Right, and we there's a lot of wetlands in that area we would want to avoid anyways for a lot of different reasons.
Okay. Members of the committee, Senator Diamond, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
You had mentioned in your report to us that the JUPC report was not yet completed. And I'm under the impression that today we'd be voting in some sort of way to approve, and I'm just wondering if we're voting on a report that's still not
right.
A. And B, has there been an expressed interest from a developer who might be interested in working on this?
Right. Okay, in terms of your first question, Dwayne, and you guys are writing the final report. I mean, we're about 98% of the way there.
Yeah, all the ingredients have been physically assembled, but in terms of making the final write-up of the report, Dean and I are the writing team, and so we're busily putting that material together, which obviously after 16 months is a sizable amount of material.
Are you going to be asking us, or are we going to be voting today on a report that's not complete? I guess that's my question.
I guess it depends on your comfort level to the extent that you understand what's being proposed and any outstanding issues. I would characterize that this is fairly far along. We have a couple of remaining language issues, which I'm confident we will work out
within
the conservation easement itself. But there are always going to be details that you get down in the nitty-gritty you have to handle. And I know this is a lot to absorb in terms of the amount of work that's been done. We've tried to keep the committee up to date with an interim report back last spring. But I guess it comes down to your comfort level. We're bringing this forth, and to the extent that the committee's comfortable to consider it.
And is there any interest in any developer?